only.
During the show, RT, the broadcaster, can have 6 minutes of advertising an hour, bringing in a cool 1 million. Last year, more than 1.7 million people watched the show traditionally on at the end of November. It's 2 minutes past two.
How much?
€86,000.
For 30 seconds?
30 seconds, yeah.
Okay, write this down, JP.
All right, this is an ad script, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm already writing. Hi, kids.
Hi, kids. Yeah.
Have you ever considered afternoon radio?
Okay, yeah.
On Today FM.
What about School Ray?
What about School Ray? Hang on, what? This is during the toy show.
Yeah.
So they're not in school during the toy show. You know, the toy show's on in the late, Ben. It's not like 9:30 at night.
I know, but they're in school now.
They'll be finishing up in the next 15-20 minutes or so.
We're on the Go Loud app. They can have us in their earphones. It's fine.
Okay, right. Okay, rewrite. Hey, kids. Check out the Go Loud app. For listen back. Afternoon radio greatness. 100, 102. Today FM.
Gotcha.
P.S.
P.S.
Tuberty sucks.
Trying today with some cloud in the odd sunny spell. Highs of 15 to 19 degrees. Today FM news. Live more at 3.
So we're writing our ad for the toy show.
Yeah.
So this is an ad that will be on during the ad breaks on the toy show.
€86,000, is it? Okay.
Just the 86. Yeah.
Just the €86,000. So I'm thinking we should make the ad first, and then once Today FM are like, once they see how great the ad is, they'll be like, here, take the money.
They'll green light it, okay.
They'll grand, take the money, 86. Okay. It's only €86,000.
Yeah. Just buy the ad and, you know, ask for forgiveness afterwards.
This is it. Like I did with the champagne yesterday.
Correct.
P.S. I put that in for expenses. They laughed at me. Right, okay, so we're writing the ad for Dear Santi.
Dear Santi.
Dear Santi. Ad opens.
Okay.
Open. What? Fade to black.
Right.
Or what?
Yeah.
Opening. Child sitting on a bed. Christmas stockings hanging from the bedposts.
Right, and is the child typing on a typewriter? Interior. Or are we typing ad?
You're writing the ad.
I'm writing the ad.
Of the child writing in a pen with a pencil.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Okay, yep.
Child on bed.
Good looking child.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, we want a good looking child.
I'll start that again.
We don't want no
attractive child.
No ugly looking children on the bed writing.
Right.
Child, zoom in on note. Dear Santa, hang on. You done?
Next line.
Oh. Dear Santa.
Yep.
All I want for Christmas.
Yep.
Is an FM radio.
Okay.
Specifically one to tune in. So sorry, your next line.
Get to the next line, yep.
102 FM. For rainfall in the afternoon.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Thank you, sir.
I ain't worried about it. I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
This is Today FM. We play the music you love. That's the new One Republic song with a little bit of soccer at the end of it. Jonas Brothers, the FM. How are you? What was the other one we said was the same as?
Oh, it's not DNCE, it's the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, Portugal the Man.
Yes.
And Feel It Still was the other one.
I keep my hands on myself.
The gang's all here. Hey, how are ya? Text and WhatsApps, Tuesday afternoon, 0874 100 102. That's the number.
That's correct.
Yes. Momentary confusion. Hi there. Good afternoon. Ray's my name. JP's around here.
How are you doing? What's
there he is. And stayed up late last night, actually. Stayed up too late last night. I watched Stuart Lee's new... It must have been on telly over the last couple of weeks because it was a TV broadcast thing that had been shared online that I was watching. There's a big story about Stuart Lee. He's a stand-up comedian. If you haven't seen his stuff, he's hilarious, very funny. But he slags off other comedians mostly, which makes it all the more entertaining. So there's a big story in the newspapers in the last week or so where he's been slagging off Ricky Gervais. By the way, who I love. I think Ricky Gervais is hilarious. But he slags off everyone. I mean, if anyone is of any standing or stature or you know, Stuart Lee has a hop off them. So he's slagging off Ricky Gervais. On Rob Brydon, Would I Lie to You, The Trip, Gavin and Stacey. He's been in loads of things. Hilarious. And Rob Brydon is a complete... It's a weird interview. I listened to that. It's a weird interview because Rob Brydon is so utterly lovely.
Yeah, and he's liked by everyone and he also seems to like everyone.
Refuses to be negative at all. And Stuart Lee is the opposite. Stuart Lee is very like me. Just like slagging people. So you listen to this interview. So what happened was they did an interview on a pod. I did a podcast interview. And then the line from the interview was Stuart Lee saying that Ricky Gervais's Good Life. Is it Good Life?
Afterlife?
Afterlife is terrible. It's the worst thing ever made by a human. It's what Stuart Lee.
Strong, but almost fair.
I don't know, I like that as well. I liked it. Makes every single episode of it makes me cry.
That's because every single episode is almost exactly the same. All the episodes end in the same way?
Kind of
sad. That's my memory.
It's all sad and then there's a hopeful note at the end and yeah. It's like, it might be okay.
Correct.
Tune in for the next episode. That's why I can't watch. I can watch one at a time, but I can't watch like three of them in a row. I couldn't binge it. Anyway, he says... Ricky Gervais's show on Netflix is the worst thing made by a human. And that made the newspapers. And I was like, I didn't realize he'd done a podcast. So I went and listened to the podcast with Rob Brydon, which is it's only on Spotify. I went and listened to that. Rob Brydon seems just utterly lovely. I've gotten into that now. He's doing an interview with Tim Vine, who I also find hilarious. Yeah, yeah. And then Stuart Lee was on Rob Brydon's podcast to promote his BBC specials, his stand-up specials, one of which is called Snowflake, and the other one I think is like Tornado or Hurricane or something like that. The second one hasn't been on yet, but the first one, Snowflake, has been on an hour long, and watched that for an hour last night. And then as I was going to bed, I remembered Me Dragons.
Oh, you had to check in on the dragons.
I forgot about Me Dragons.
Come here.
Guys, Monday night... Never even occurred to me. Me Dragons need to check in. I needed to check in, see if they're all right, Me Dragons. So I was up half the night last night watching the stand-up specials. And have you heard anything about last night's Game of Thrones?
I understand it's not easy watching. So if you're watching very late at night, it's going to energize you, give you an adrenaline rush, and then you're probably not going to be able to drift off.
They're exactly halfway through House of the Dragon last night. There is, because things are just going along grand. It's like, oh, this is lovely. A fun day out with your Uncle D, whatever his name is.
Change of pace in the
Uncle
series.
Uncle Darius or Uncle Darian or whatever his name is.
Right.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that's, you know what's really, oh, that's lovely. Oh, this seems like they're having, oh my God, what's happening?
Everyone's dead.
I'm not going to ruin it for you. No, it's not that. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But for anyone who's following the dragons, halfway through last night's episode, do you know what I'm talking about? I was like, what in the... How have we all of a sudden taken this massive right turn? What show is this?
Irene says, Ray, it was awesome.
Awesome?
Love the show.
Are you talking about Stuart Lee? Or are you talking about the dragons?
I think Irene's talking about the dragons because it just came in.
Oh my God. I have to tell you, I was truly disturbed by it.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, once it gets past that 5-minute bit, things change again and it's brilliant. It's a brilliant show. It's a fantastic show.
Isn't it strange the way we're wired now when it comes to TV to want every episode to shock you to your core? And if it doesn't, it's like, well, that was a quiet episode.
Much like Ricky Gervais's Good Life or Afterlife or This Life, that it's like, oh, it's every episode's the same. I'm not really into it. I don't like it. All right, we'll do a roll call.
Yes,
I'll do it after this. 0874-100-102, Little Mix of Today FM. Little Mix and some song from Little Mix. This is Today FM, we play the music you love. Very good afternoon.
How you doing?
This is our roll call, I'm Ray Foley, on show.
On show.
And JP's over there.
I am on show.
JP's on show. On show Rain JP, any chance I can get a pallet of beer delivered to my house? I hear you're in the Deliveroo drinks business now. Cheers, bud. From James and Ross Gray. I was being lovely, James, yeah. For a couple that were on their honeymoon yesterday. They were arriving into the Ice House Hotel in Ballina, and I rang the hotel and couldn't get them on, couldn't get through to the room. He won't answer the phone. So I said, I know what's going on here. I'll send up a bottle. So I asked for a bottle of sparkling Ballygowan to be sent up. And Angelique, was it Angelique who was on reception?
Angelique was an absolute sweetheart, a professional, lovely to deal with.
Yeah. She upsold me.
She did indeed, yeah.
She upsold me to a 99, oh. 99 euro.
What?
For a bottle of, I know. I said, come here. Can you go, I know where the Dunn's is. Go up the town, uptown to Dunn's. And ask, there's a Lidl across the road from, isn't a Lidl or an Aldi down that direction?
What can you do me in a nice house white? Do you know what I mean?
Call up to the local spa there and get a bottle. It doesn't have to be, get a bottle of Schlur for them.
If they want bubbles, get me a Blue Nun and tip some Sprite or 7 Up in. They can have a spritzer.
I'm not.
Lovely.
I'm not made of money, Angelica.
No good deed goes unpunished. Isn't that what they say?
So anyway, she sold me a bottle of Moe for 99 euro. And I put it on my credit card. I got the bill and I went into head office and they laughed at me. They said, we're not giving you 99 euro for a bottle of champagne for one of your listeners. For two of your listeners. We're not doing that. So I'm now 99 euro down. Hi, Ray, Annette on show. Yesterday I had my mom in hospital. She got great news.
Great. Lovely to hear it.
It's good to hear, yeah.
However, the highlight of her day was hearing you get fleeced for 99 euro. Huh. It made her day. Say hi to Anne. Love the show.
Hey.
Cheers, Annette and Anne. Many happy returns. Glad to hear you're doing well, Anne. The highlight of your day. Anne, great news. We've got the all clear. Everything's fine. Yeah, but Ray Foley just got done for 99 quid. Like, come on. Hi Ray, just wanted to nominate my non-ugly child for your ad for the Late Late Toy Show from Daz. Grace, that's JP's insistence. We're not putting an ugly child in our
toy
show. I want
a telegenic child for this ad.
An absolutely gorgeous child.
No biffers.
When the Today FM ad for the Ray Foley show, for the toy show comes on, I want the nation to go,
wow.
Oh my God.
They could get a good looking child.
God. I want it to be unrealistic that such a good-looking child could be listening to this show.
Almost a CGI child.
Yeah, that good. What's that? Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
I want a child that lives in the Uncanny Valley listening to our show. Cheers, Daz. On show, lads, a typewriter. Is this ad being done in 1964? From Philo. And hello, mid-afternoon radio chums. We're all excited in our house because we're counting down to Tenerife on Friday. Tenerife! No recession around here. And that's from Darren. Hey, Darren. She says, love the show. Hey, we'll send you photos. Don't bother, Darren. And on show, Ray, with the rise of energy prices, I have a choice to make. Ooh. It's either listening to you on the radio or put on the washing machine. Smelly clothes for the week is the sacrifice I'm willing to make. From Holly. Holly, you've made the right decision.
Ladies up in here tonight.
Shakira's.
No fighting.
No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting.
Over here.
No fighting.
No fighting.
No fighting, they say. And what is the lyric there? Because every time I sing the song, I go, you better leave your mother alone. Dua Lipa and Break My Heart. This is Today FM. We play the music. You will all. Let me go back a little bit. There it is. That's the one. You better leave your mother alone. Go on again, Dua. Oh, you better leave your mother alone. Stay at home. You better leave your mother alone.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
Am I annoying?
It's hard to figure it out, Ray, when you're singing over it.
Stay at home. You better leave your mother alone.
Am I falling?
No, look, go back and listen to it again.
Yeah,
I'll
listen closely.
You better leave your mother alone. Stay at home.
Shush.
You better leave your mother alone.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break
break my heart.
Do you know, I think you're right.
It's You Better Leave Your Mother Alone.
Hey!
I've told you once, I've told you a thousand times. You better leave your mother alone. You're a late for Today FM. We play the music you love.
Heyo, I'm Riff for this, JP.
How are you?
Texts, WhatsApps, how he is, hello, 087-4100-102. This was the Ring in the Ice House Hotel for the what were the names again?
Circa and Cian.
The gorgeous Cian and Circa. Oh, someone sent me photographs from the wedding.
You're joking.
On my Instagram, yeah. Oh, I think it was a sister or sister-in-law or one of the relatives anyway. A bunch of photographs they sent me.
And were we sold a pup ray? Was Cian indeed gorgeous?
They were both gorgeous, in fairness. They were a lovely couple. And they said they were on their honeymoon in Mayo, and I rang the hotel yesterday afternoon, and I'm lovely, really, when you think about it.
A listener who texted into our radio show.
Okay.
And they're going there on their honeymoon. Can I buy them a bottle of champagne or something? Or
absolutely,
a bottle of fizzy?
You can even purchase two if you like.
Let's not stretch it here. I'll give you my credit card details, and then we'll make this happen, okay?
Of course. Am I just charging for the champagne there, is it, or...
What else do you want me to pay for?
Covering the stage.
I'm not paying for the room.
I'm just double checking.
She shouts her arm. What was I going to pay for? Like treatments or something as well? 99, love, you just fleeced me for $99. How much is a bottle of Moët actually, like in an off license or?
It's such a back about between 40 and 60, I think, is what you're paying an offie. Yeah. Maybe it was an exceptional bottle of champagne, right?
Maybe it's been in the cellar since 1932 or something. Yeah. Is it okay? So, it's now a gift only from me. Not from the business, not from Today FM.
Will you get a thank you card after the wedding?
They put up a thing on, Sorka put up a thing on her Insta. She tagged me, but I didn't get it. There's something wrong with my Insta at the moment, I think, because my message requests are disappearing and there's stuff not showing up properly. Sorry, I'm trying to find it. She put it up and it went to Today FM, but didn't go to me. And it's a photograph of the champagne, the two glasses, the flutes, pair of flutes.
Pair of flutes, yeah. Check.
And two glasses as well. Leo, how you doing? Here we go. Where is it? Have a lovely day and enjoy your honeymoon. This is the card that they sent up from me. Love, Ray and Today FM Radio.
There you go. Very nice, very professional.
I'm the Ray from Today FM Radio and send it up. And it's from my hard-earned cash. But I'm delighted.
You're not in the game for thank yous, Ray. That's not what you're looking for.
Jerry's over there, Jerry.
Bonjour, Mr. Foley.
Bonjour.
I was just thinking about your little escapade yesterday with your 99 bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't have given him your name and the radio station, and it will just cost you 45 quid.
Why?
Just a thought.
Why would it cost me more? Because...
celebrity premiums.
Because I'm a big shot, is it?
They think you're made of money. Yeah, they saw you coming.
They thought I was Ray Darcy today. So that lad's made of money. He could afford it. So Ray Darcy could charge, he could afford 200 euro for the same
crazy
bottle.
Crazy money.
The Darcy premium. I'm just regular old Foley. I can barely afford the 99. But I don't mind.
He doesn't mind at all. He's
I don't
bothered.
Mind. I raised there a GoFundMe page to donate towards the 99 euro bottle of champagne. In tears laughing yesterday from Kevin and Wicklow. Kevin, yeah, I'll have to set up a page. Are they coming on? Can I get them on?
Let's see if we can hunt them down, yeah.
Have you tried to get them already?
I've reached out. I've heard nothing back so far.
Really?
Yeah,
99 euro down the Swanee.
He doesn't want the thank yous.
They won't even come on the next day and say thanks.
He's funny. I tell you. It's a liberty, I tell me. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, shout out to everyone who was watching The Dragon last night. Me dragons last night. And I was The Dragon. Disturbing scenes. It's Nightcrawlers at Today FM. Today FM, we'll play the music you love. Nightcrawlers, we'll push the feeling on. Oh, hi, I'm Ray Foley, there's JP.
Oh, yeah.
Steve-O was watching the Dragons last night. I was up late last night watching me Dragons. Halfway through the episode, nearly had a heart attack. Stephen, without ruining it, how'd you find it?
Right, I was watching the Dragons last night, and I needn't say, holy Mary,
yeah.
Mother... Joseph and a wee feckin' donkey.
And the baby donkey.
And needless to say,
what?
The 13-year-old daughter walks in the middle of it and I can't find the remote.
Yeah, 13 is a little bit young when you consider the content. Yeah, so she's 13, she walks in and you're in the middle of, you're deep in boobies territory, I think, by about halfway through, definitely.
So she's looking at that, looks at me, looks at that. and walks out of the room.
Yeah, Dad.
Like, she wouldn't walk in when they're plucking flowers or, you know, stabbing each other. No. Yeah. Walk in when all that carry on is going on. Mother of Jesus.
Definitely. You would prefer them to be stabbing each other, really. There's too many boobies, Daddy.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
I mean, I wouldn't mind. But they weren't even killing each other. Stay on to the FM. Play David Guetta for your next. David Guetta, Kelly Rowland, When Love Takes Over. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray Foley on for your Tuesday afternoon. How are you? Yeah, I bought a gorgeous couple on their honeymoon a €99 bottle of champagne yesterday, and I was like, surely a bottle of champagne is like €40, €45. It was the Shelburne we looked up. It was 165
quid for a 2009 bottle of Moët Chandon.
So I did all right then on the 99 then, actually, the Ice House in Ballinam. Ray, just to say, I work in a hotel in South Wicklow. The bottles of champagne will cost you in the region of €100, regardless of whether you're a celebrity radio presenter or a mere commoner. So you did okay from Damo. I'm definitely on the commoner level of radio presenter. And Ray, my van has gone into limp mode. I can't get over 80 kilometres an hour. Any chance you can buy me a service? Yeah, let me get out the credit card. Love the show. Hey, from Niall, sales rep on the road. Cheers, Niall. And Ray, I heard what you did yesterday. How very generous of you. Anyway, I'm getting married and I just booked my honeymoon. Do you need the name of the travel agent and reference number? I'm Sean in Dundalk. Love the show. Hey, Sean, yeah, go on the website on todayfm.com. Just put in your passport, your reference number, all of your date of travel, and then you just leave the rest to us, okay? I'm a full service radio presenter.
And the Plaza Group, now open at the N17 Plaza in Tume.
All right, stick around. We're playing Panic at the Disco, and we're talking telly in the next hour.
Can you tell the difference?
Panic at the Disco and High Hopes. This is Today FM. We play the music you love, Ireland. Hey, good afternoon. Ray Foley for your Tuesday. JP joins me.
How are you doing?
And we're in great form. Rocking afternoons. Right here. Today FM. Here we go. What's this I've got for you now? Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah.
How do the Teletubbies greet one another, John Paul?
They say A-O.
A-O. A-O.
A-O.
A-O. Much like I do, actually.
Oh.
Hiya, Ray Foley, on with you.
Hello.
There are, of course, four Teletubbies in a variety of colours and sizes. Over to you.
I'm pretty confident I can get most of these. Will I get the four? I don't know. Mm. Tinky Winky.
Mm-hmm.
La La.
Mm-hmm.
Po.
You're getting them in the wrong order now as well.
I'm not going to do that. I am not going to get them in order.
Tinky Winky, Lala and Po, you got three?
Yeah. And
three out of four is not bad.
Give me a clue.
They're a Teletubby. They're the fourth Teletubby that you haven't mentioned yet.
I feel like one of them's called Weepy, but that would be too emotional.
Weepy. Weepy, hiya, I'm Weepy.
Wopsy?
How you doing? I'm Weepy, the Teletubby.
Wimpy?
Doctor.
Again, that's too derogatory.
Doctor, can you have a look at this?
Dipsy!
Dipsy, you're
Dipsy.
Right!
Dipsy!
You're absolutely Aww. Right, it's Dipsy! You're a bit Dipsy yourself, if
I
you
can't
ask
remember
me.
My passwords for my computer, but I can remember Dipsy.
But, and yeah, Dipsy's in there.
Yeah.
Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Poe. The Teletubbies are reuniting for a Netflix series.
Is it going to be a tell-all kind of a history, historical retrospective? Behind the scenes, the scandal, who hated
who? The Teletubbies, behind the scenes. What was it? Behind the music, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Behind the music with the Teletubbies. What happened to the Teletubbies? Once Poe hid the drugs, then things went downhill.
It wasn't like Fleetwood Mac. They weren't all having affairs with each other, were they?
They're all couples. Tinky Winky and Dipsy were together.
Oh, no, okay.
Lala and Poe were together. Right. But then once Lala and Poe split up, then it really started causing a rift within the band. And then they just spit. Well, here's the funny thing. Have you ever watched the other thing, In the Night Guard? Have you ever watched that?
I've seen bits of it.
Same people, same vibe, same general sort of colourful, easily accessible, kiddie, child, very young child friendly type of a thing. So when you watch that, and that's had ginormous success, like massive. It's the last thing they put on the CBeebies channel before. This is all ahead of you. This is all ahead of you.
No, but thanks.
It's like crack for babies.
Okay.
Honest to God, you put them in front of the and they do the whole thing for like a half an hour, and at the end of it, they all go to bed. It's like, night-night now, bye-bye. And then they turn off
so
the channel.
So they do the parenting for you.
You hand over, you open a bottle of wine, and put your infant child in front of in the night garden. You got your tinky tonk and your ninky nonk. Actually, at the very beginning of In the Night Garden. Who's with me, mams and dads? You know what I'm talking about. At the beginning of In the Night Garden on CBeebies, they do a thing, a scene, where they come up to a hedge. It's at the very beginning, right? And it could go one of two ways.
Oh.
There's the ninky nonk, which is a train that bursts through the hedge.
Dangerous, yeah.
Or there's a blimp called a tinky tonk. Or is it the way around? Ninky nonk or the tinky tonk? Or is there a pinky punk in there as well? There's a blimp thing.
Okay, yeah.
Which is flying in the sky.
Right.
And the camera pans up to it. But it could be either or either.
And that's what the surprise is.
So you're like, oh. So you've just opened, bottle of wine open. You've got a glass in hand. And you're having bets. You're opening a book on, is tonight going to be a ninky nonk or a tinky tonk night? Am I wrong? Text in and tell me I'm wrong. Anyway, the Teletubbies, they're being reunited. And they're saying there's going to be a format change. I don't know exactly what that entails, what it's going to involve, but I'd say it's a pretty safe bet. It's still going to be like the fundamentals. They're not going to like rip up the rule book and all of a sudden create an entire new genre. Like Teletubbies in a noir detective, a detective police cop yeah. drama.
On the mean, mean streets of Teletubby land, violent crime is at an all-time high. But now, a crack squad of hardened cops are charged with cleaning up the precinct. Starring Detective Tinky Quinky, Crime Scene Investigator La La, Lieutenant Dipsy, and Captain Poe. Teletubbies, say hello.
Do you like that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Bottle of wine. And we're away. Right. Actually, speaking of telly, the Emmys run last night. Did your show win any awards? Or have you found any new shows? This happens every year, actually, with the Emmys. A show wins a bunch of awards. And we all go, I've never heard of that. And then we all start watching and we all get hooked on it. Well, we'll have a look at that after this. Corner Shop from Roomful of Asher on Today FM. George Esau and Green Green Grass. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. How are you? Ray here, JP's over
there.
How
are you doing?
Tara's joining us today.
Hey.
Tara Walsh.
Yep.
Tara W.
Yeah, Tara Walsh. It sounds very business, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You wouldn't expect a radio person, Tara Walsh.
Tara Walsh. No, Walshy.
I feel like I could be a lawyer or something with that name.
Who's your man, the DJ, isn't he? Walshy.
Welshy.
Welshy.
Mm.
Welshy Walshy. Are you related to anything?
I was waiting for that question. Typical.
Yeah, but you've got a shared great granny back there somewhere.
There has to be.
The Welshies and the Walshies.
He is actually Walsh. We had this interview with him and he said that he was Walsh, but Welshies sounded better.
You're related to Welshy. Have you watched In the Night Garden? You were probably reared on it, were you?
Yeah, probably. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what In the Night Garden is?
In the Night Garden, no. Should I know what this is?
This is brilliant.
You should know what it is.
Age. I'm not going to ask you your age, but like range. What age range are you in?
How do I do that?
Are you between 20 and 30?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were probably watched In the Night Garden. Did you watch Teletubbies when you were a kid?
Yeah, I would have.
Right, Teletubbies are coming back.
But you see, if I watched it as a baby, how would I remember it now?
In the Night Garden is like a spin-off of Teletubbies. And we're talking about betting, gambling on whether or not it's a tinky tonk or a ninky nonk. Or is it pinky punk? In the Night Garden is the creepiest TV show ever. And yes, we used to try and guess the ninky nonk versus the pinky punk from Paul and Cork. This is it. When parents have limited entertainment, whether it's going to be the ninky nonk or the pinky punk or the tinky tonk coming out of the hedge at the beginning. Apparently, there's going to be a baby tubby from it.
But they are babies. Are they not all babies? Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Was the baby in the sun, in the sky?
Correct.
JP thinks you're messing about the names, but you're not. Oh, the memories in the Night Garden. A Night Garden's the creepiest programme on telly. Weird-looking characters that can't speak. You feel like you're on something watching it. Although Teletubbies as detectives does sound good, from Charlene. Ray, the train is the ninky-nonk. The pinky-punk is the flying thingy. from Breda and Nina. Cheers, Breda, for the clarification. And it's the pinky punk, not the tinky tonk. Many wasted hours years ago watching that show with a darling daughter from Tamsin in County Kerry. Tamsin, good to have you. And Tamsin used DD.
I saw that and I didn't know what that was. As a non-parent, I was like, DD?
Tamsin speaking the mum's net language.
Sherbet and tape?
Come here.
I just googled in the night garden, guys,
just to stay up on it. Yeah.
Don't know it.
Not a clue.
No, not an issue.
Has it been nominated in any respect in the Emmys, or did it win anything last night?
I feel like it should have been, the way we're going on about it here.
Did you watch any of it?
It's popular. I did. I watched it on YouTube afterwards this morning.
Because you didn't stay up. Dave Moore usually stays up and watches the frocks on the red carpet. Did he do that last night?
He does the red carpet. Does he every year? Okay.
I think so. Yeah, there was a thing that Dave would like for the awards. Moiran does it as well. Like, look, reacting to the... what they're wearing, like the dresses they're wearing on the red carpet.
I'll check back in the listen back and see if they were talking about
it. I don't know if he did it or not. Lizzo, when I saw that she'd won something, I thought, hang on, Lizzo's more the Grammys than the Emmys. What's the story there?
Yeah, so I was surprised by this as well. She has a competition series out on Amazon. It's called Watch Out for the Big Girls.
Oh.
And basically what it is she's looking for her next group of backup dancers for her show. For her tour. So that's what it is. And she won an Emmy for Best Competition Program. And she had a very emotional acceptance speech. Did you know there's a thing called EGOT status?
Yes, I do. Because Tina Fey made a big thing of it on 30 Rock. So there's the Emmys, the Grammy. If you need to be a winner to be an EGOT, you need to win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony Award.
Yes, so Lizzo's halfway there.
She's already got two of them.
She's got like 8 Grammys.
So fantastic.
One Emmy.
This is what I love about the Emmys. I was saying this a couple of minutes ago. I love it when the Emmy Awards are on, there's a bunch of winners, or a show wins a bunch of awards, and then you go, I've never watched that. I can't wait to give that a go. Yeah. So straight away, Watch Out for the Big Girls is going on my to watch list from Amazon. Ted Lasso won a load again. They clean up every year.
Yeah, people are kind of annoyed by this, that the same people who won last year are kind of winning again this year. It's like it's the same ceremony over again. But yeah, Ted Lasso, 4 wins for the show. Did you watch Ted Lasso?
I've watched it all. I really don't mean to be negative about a show that is so...
Don't do it.
That is so lovely and positive.
He's about to stick the boot in.
However, there's not enough dragons or murder in it for my liking. No, my issue with it was a perfect show for the time, for the moment, which was lockdown and not feeling great about ourselves and this being a warm, fuzzy hug. The second series, I was like, I'm not as into this anymore.
Yeah,
do you know?
I kind of agree. It's one of those where you could go on your phone in your bed and not really watch it and have it on in the background. Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Yeah, and third series is happening. And now there's a chance. He made a statement post Sudeikis made a statement last night, apparently saying that it might go on. It might even go on longer than
3 seasons.
Yeah, then you know your man's a writer on it. Do you know that?
Who?
Your man that plays the Roy Kent character.
Oh, okay.
He's a writer on it, and he appears in spoiler alert, in the post credit scene of Thor: Love and Thunder.
No, I'm not going to believe you. Really?
Cross my heart and hope to die, but I'm not going to tell you who he is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's made it, that boy.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, Roy Kent, the Roy Keane guy, yeah.
Entertainment reporter over here.
I tell you what, kid, stick with me. I'll give you stuff to keep an eye on. Succession won a load as well, which was to be expected. Yeah.
10 wins for Succession. I haven't watched it.
Love it.
But I hear it's so, so good.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's one of those situations now where I'm jealous of you having not watched it.
Because I get to watch it.
You can watch it. I haven't watched the Zendaya show. Zendaya.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, come on. You got to get with it. Zendaya.
What's it called?
Euphoria?
Yeah.
You haven't watched it?
I've heard of it. I've heard she's incredible in it. And it's an opportunity for her to flex her acting chops in a role that is entirely different to anything else she's done before. But I haven't seen it. It's pretty dark material,
though. It's very dark, but it's really, really good. And she won an Emmy Award for it last year, and she's won an Emmy last night as well, making her the youngest ever 2-time acting Emmy Award winner actress.
Right, but she's not on the EGOT list.
No, she's not on the EGOT yet.
She's just on
although
the...
She's
got two E's, though. So she's more... yeah. She's going to be EGOT. if she ever gets there. Any success for the Irish yet? Like, because we were kind of keeping an eye... for a bit of Irish flair or any of our locals being nominated?
I had a good look into this. Now, maybe it's in there on the internet somewhere, but I couldn't find anywhere where the Irish talent were mentioned having won an Emmy. But Brendan Gleeson was nominated for Outstanding Actor in a Short Form Comedy or Drama.
Okay.
For his role in State of the Union, but he lost out on the role.
This is where he was playing Trump, was it? Was that the one?
Perhaps.
Is that the Trump?
I don't think so. Oh, wasn't this more of a... It was called State of the Union, but it was actually a personal story about a marriage.
It's about couples splitting up. Yeah. Chris O'Dowd had previously done something. It changes actors. What's those anthology shows where they change actors every series?
Yeah.
And they get a new...
Like American Horror Story.
So Brendan Gleeson was it? Okay, fair enough.
So he was nominated, so we'll take that.
What's that other show? Severance. Did that get nominated?
Severance.
There's an Irish connection there. The Ben Stiller produced Severance on Apple TV.
See, this is really upset. We're really trying to find an Irish connection. Where are all the Irish stars?
The Irish connection is that the director of that, or the director of most of the episodes of that, is Irish. Hugely talented. She's fantastic. Nothing for them.
No.
Severance. And other shows that we have to watch. Abbott Elementary was one of the awards that was won last night was for Abbott Elementary for a writer. And I immediately thought, great, I'm sticking that on the to-watch list. What is it?
Yeah, so I have the exact synopsis here for you. A group of dedicated, passionate teachers and a slightly tone-deaf principal are brought together in a Philadelphia public school where, despite the odds stacked against them, they are determined to help their students succeed in life. It's a comedy series.
Is it mockumentary? I read it was
a mockumentary, yes.
Sort of Modern Family or The Office type of filming style.
Exactly like that. But it looks very good.
I think I might like it.
So this is like a comedy version of Dangerous Minds or those kinds of movies that were massive in the late 90s.
Yeah, a comedy version of that meets Modern Family meets The Office mockumentary style. What's it called again?
It's Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary. That's, I'm putting that and the Lizzo one on my to-watch list. Tara Welch, thanks for joining us. Thanks very much. That's your Emmys. Emmy's done now for another year. What's next?
Oscar.
What's the next Oscar? The IMRO Radio Awards, I imagine, actually. Pitbull and Neo, give me everything. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. How you doing? 0874-100-102.
JRB says, don't forget the Tomley Booze.
I'm just going to let you keep saying the word Tomley Booze.
Tomley Booze.
What do you think the Tomley Booze
are?
Well,
they're obviously a type of thing in one of those shows that you were talking about.
What shows?
Kids. In the Night Garden.
Yeah.
Look, and
they are in the Night Garden, the Tomley Booze.
Right. And they're the baddies, are they?
No, there's no baddies. I mean, it's the whole thing is lovely and colourful.
You just said there was like a runaway train bursting through a hedge, and then there was the Hindenburg was crashing down on these kids.
No, it's all lovely. There's no tragedy in this. I mean, you couldn't do this.
Kids have got to learn at some age, Ray.
It's a tough life. It's a hard life.
It's not all sweethearts and roses out there.
You got to toughen them up for the real world.
Kid, today we learn about death.
No, there's the Tomley Booze are the three little fat. I'm going to say it fat, but I don't mean to be fattest. Okay, they're overweight. Okay. They've eaten a lot of whatever it is Tomley Booze eats, chips it would appear, and nachos. and they've gone too far. They're wonderful fun, and they have trousers that fall down.
Okay,
in public in a hilarious
inappropriate
way.
Okay.
And they play musical instruments in their house that looks like a kind of a gnarled hedge type thing.
Any sign of anyone doing a job, some sort of gainful income?
Yeah, there is. There's the kid with the stones. He likes collecting stones.
All right, okay.
He's what's his name? Timmy Two or Bibbly Boo?
Wonky Wonk. Flim Flam.
It is something like that. And he's got a job where he gets stones and am I right in saying he cleans them? He has a sponge and he washes the stones.
Blessed be the stone cleaners.
And then he goes to bed at night inside in the little...
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you, sir.
Oh my God, you're so welcome.
Maka Paka.
Maka Paka. You're, that's his name. JFM's Cash Machine. Jack's chosen, I got you. Jack's chosen in Juju Monday, actually. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. How you, sir? Very funny to my name. This is JP.
How are you doing?
Feeling nice for a Tuesday. Feeling nice, JP?
Very nice.
Micka macka wicka wacka digga dacka doo. Flicka flacka micka macka jicka jacka joo. He has a song, a Macca Packa. This is In the Night Garden I was talking about. They're reviving the Teletubbies.
I have no way of knowing if what you're saying out loud are real things or you're just making it up.
No, this is real. Macca Packa, he gets stones and he washes them. There he is now. He's got a sponge there.
Yeah.
He's got stone there.
Hi, Macca Packa. Oh, he's got a bike as well.
Macca Packa. Ing Ang Oo. Wait for it. Wait for it. Here it comes.
Maka paka, aka waka, mika maka moo. Paka paka, apa yaka, ika aka oo. Hum dum, paka pang, ing wang oo. Maka paka, aka waka, mika maka moo.
Maka paka, everybody there, today FM.
Better than Maroon 5.
It's up there. Better than Maroon 5, not as good as Lizzo.
No.
Text 0874-100-102. Maka Paka, absolute weirdo. Goes around washing stones and people's faces from Grace. Grace, what's wrong with that? He's a fan of cleanliness. Nothing wrong with that. Teletubbies format change from 4.9 to 16.9 from Phil. Is that the format change? Just widescreen.
Well played, Phil. I love it.
Tay's over there as well. I was trying to think of Maka Paka, the boy who washes the stones. That's his job, by the way. He keeps himself busy. Is it Tay? Tay?
Ray, it's Maka Paka.
Yeah.
You are bringing back so many memories now. My husband was away in the Navy at sea, and I had the two kids who were very small at the time, and this was like heaven on earth.
Yeah, they love it.
When this music came on, because it was wind down time. Could bring an actual tear to my eye thinking about it.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, we've got similar memories actually, because it was a very, I mean, actually, geez, it is a fleeting time, not the cliche. My boys are 8 and 10 now, and the notion even of the memories of that time in our lives, it's gone, it's just gone. But it's lovely to have the memories, I suppose, and the little bits of it again that you hear again, you go, oh, geez, I remember that. And they loved it. Like I said, it was like crack cocaine. Or crystal meth for baby. You put them down in front of us like...
In a good way, like.
I mean that in the best possible way. Yeah. Owen's over there as well, right, Owen?
Oh, yeah, Ray. Owen here in Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
So let me get this right.
What?
First thing in the morning, put the toilet down in front of the CBeebies, crack open a bottle of wine, and they're grand for the day then, is that it?
Owen, at night, it comes out at like 6 o'clock or 6 at night, Owen. It's at the end of a long day. The finish line is in sight. You open the bottle of wine and then you put the child down. He watches the half an hour of the show. Then you put the child to bed and you finish the wine. I'm not saying you start at 6 o'clock in the morning, for crying out loud.
Jeez, I might get on top of that now. Cheers, lads. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Love the show. Hey.
Ray Foley.
Drink responsibly.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group.
And scientists believe they have the secret to avoiding a hangover. Drink from a smaller glass. It means you'll drink on average 7% less than you would with a larger glass. They looked at wine specifically and shows the average house using this method would drink a litre less every 2 months.
Two months.
Yeah.
It's optimistic.
Wow, it's big gains. Big gains there over 2 months. So that's half a litre in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not really that much though, really, is it?
7% less.
Yeah, it is a little bit. It's a bit even less is all it is, really, then. It's not a big deal.
Small glasses don't last long enough. You're finished and then you've got to start another.
You can understand
one.
The psychology behind it. So, because the glass is empty, and if you drink, say if you're drinking white, and if you leave the bottle in the fridge, you're like, oh, I'll just leave it a bit. Whereas, if you do what I do, and you've got one of these coolers, you put it in the cooler next to your glass. And then, over the course of a week, you drink a full 2 litres more than you would expect. Crazy what love can do. Crazy what love can do. Into crazy what love can do. David Guetta, Becky Hill, Today FM. We play the music you love, Ireland. A very good afternoon. Good day, friends. Welcome to Tuesday. Ray is my name. There's my friend, JP.
Hi.
Very good day.
Very good.
Oh, you can't wing the... Ooh, women, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Eye roll.
That crowd, huh?
That crowd of... Oh, women, you can't win. I'm feuding with not one, but two women.
Two women.
Do you know what? I love a feud.
You do.
I love feuding.
You need a nemesis in your life.
I do. And both of them are broadcasting women that I'm feuding with.
Okay, can we name these women? Or are we
absolutely
at liberty to name these women?
Well, one I misnamed yesterday on the radio. Andrea News Talk downstairs, yes, Andrea. Correct.
You went for Andrea Horan when it is, in fact, Andrea Gilligan.
How are you, Ray? How are you?
Your impression has improved since yesterday.
Are you joking me?
That's better than yesterday.
How are you, Ray? Serious as well. And serious. How are you, Ray? How's that?
Well, she's used to like asking people the tough questions on the radio.
And that's a tough question, asking me how
you never
I am.
Know what you're going to get yeah. back.
How are you, Ray? How are you enjoying the gig? Because we were at Garth Brooks, me and Andrea Gilligan.
Well done.
Who is Andrea Horan? Why is that name in my head? Andrea Horan the...
Have you offended... is there an Andrea Horan out there that you've now offended by getting her mixed up with somebody else?
Is she the journalist for the Sunday Independent? Or...
Oh, that rings a bell.
Oh, that's Niamh Horan.
Yes.
Who the hell? Why do I keep saying Andrea Horan instead of Andrea Gilligan? How are you doing? How are you doing, Ray? How are you?
So it's official, you're now feuding with Andrea Gilligan.
I actually like Andrea Gilligan. I even said it yesterday, I really like her. But as she works downstairs in News Talk, pack of weirdos, the rest of them. But I really like Andrea.
Yeah.
And then she puts it up on her Instagram. She tagged me in it, put it on her Instagram. And she doesn't know what's worse, the impression or me getting her name wrong. And she put up the whole thing like...
It was Andrea Horan, who was a sweetheart. Really like Andrea. But she was like, how are you, Ray? How are you? Oh, that's a ropey Andrea Horan impression, isn't
Gilligan.
It?
Gilligan.
What did you say? What did
Horan.
You say? Huh?
There I am getting her name wrong. Look up Andrea Horan there, will you please? So that's feud one, me and Andrea Gilligan downstairs. He's talk.
Gilligan, just get it right.
Yeah. That's my... What?
I found it.
Who is
it? There's a real life Andrea Horan, and it does seem that she is a celebrity, so people would know her, I think.
Oh, okay.
She's billed as entrepreneur, activist... and broadcaster Andrea Horan.
Oh, there you go. Where's she broadcasting?
It doesn't say.
Is she on News Talk by any chance in the lunchtimes in the afternoons?
That's Gilligan, Raymond.
She have a Donegal accent. Was she at Garth Brooks the other night? Second feud. Feud two. Also a female lunchtime broadcaster.
For God's sake.
I can't help myself.
Is it our own Pamela Joyce?
It sure is.
Oh, God. What have you gone and done now?
I can't help myself. So Pamela was on her way out to the toilet, as was I, out to the loo. So it's kind of a corridor out to the loos. And she was walking out ahead of me, off to the loo, and I was walking behind her. She was a little bit, she got out and around the corner, and I was behind her, and I knew she was ahead of me. So I take out the phone, hit record on it,
great,
and then just gently call her by her name,
okay,
by way of greeting.
Sounds innocent.
To say hi to Pamela, have you?
Pamela!
And,
oh God!
And now she hates me too.
Pamela!
I recorded it. Thank God.
Oh my God!
Because you know when you're going to the bathroom, it's what you're already in a relaxed state
you're
of mind because you're looking forward to.
You're
it.
Ready to go. Literally,
you've chilled out already. You are ready to go, and then you're coming up behind her.
Pamela!
Edward, feuds. I'm coming down with feuds. It's ridiculous. I just can't with
women. I can't win with them. These women.
Edward, my and Stereo Love. This is Today FM. That's the new song from Robbie Williams. It's called Lust. Fingers crossed. You'll find it again soon. Hopefully before the next album. TFM and the music you love, Ireland Connection. Hi Ray, can you please play a request to wish a big happy 6th birthday to our daughter Rosie in Dundalk, is 6 years old. Rosie! Happy birthday, Dundalk and County Louth. A love from Mom Dervla, Dad Keith and sisters Emily and Anna May. Looking forward to the party the weekend. Let's hope their teacher gives her a homework pass. Fingers crossed. We'll see what we can do. A homework pass. Many happy returns, lots of love, and have a great weekend. Have a great birthday, Rosie. So much we can get to do on the show. Yeah, so much planned. So many hopes and dreams quashed and dashed.
Plans,
We didn't get to do Zendaya Straits.
Okay.
Where Euphoria star Zendaya comes in and rattles off her favourite Dire Straits hits. She's a big fan of Money for Nothing and Sultans of Swing.
Good choices.
In Zendaya Straits. Isn't that Zendaya?
Let's go with Zendaya for the sake of it.
We didn't get to do Lost El Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Where Rio Ferdinand does the Macarena. And we didn't get to do Macapacapacamac. Macapacapacamac.
Correct.
Where in the night gardens, producers show off their new range of outdoor merchandise. The standout so far, a Macapaca branded raincoat in Macapacapacamac.
Maybe we'll get to do that on the air tomorrow from two. Mac Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Foley.